This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by the Alice 973 Instagram page. Stay connected. Follow our Instagram for exclusive glimpses into the studio. It is your ultimate destination for entertaining behind-the-scenes moments. The Alice 973 Insta. You guys do a clip of the day today?
Oh, it's coming.
All right, I can't wait.
Oh, super.
I mean, what a show it's been. You know, those Monday clips are the best ones. Go ahead, Ben.
650 says, and this was about the fast fact I did, that Ed Gein guy who was, they say,
Texas Chainsaw Massacre,
three different
Psycho.
Classic, right. You know, scary movies. They say here, when they say that Ed Gein inspired movie killers, they just mean he did unspeakable things and parts of what he did ended up in those movies.
Oh,
not that he was specific to each of those movies.
They
as
weren't
you mentioned,
telling
the Psycho
his story,
was his mom. Right.
Right. Yeah.
So, anyway.
Well, I don't really remember that much about the movie Silence of the Lambs. I definitely saw it. And, you know, you remember the things that they show. But I read that book, and there's like a whole, there's the whole thing with what, it's like Hannibal Lecter and his little sister when they're little, right? And it's...
I never read the book.
Oh.
I never read the book. But I saw the movie, and certainly that is, that character that Jodie Foster played made me think, oh, she's going to be great in True Crime.
And she was.
And she was.
True Detective.
True Detective, sorry. Yeah.
So good. That was like, to me, it's like True Detective's back.
I really enjoyed that. I mean, you ruined it for me because I wanted to believe everything worked out. But, you know, anyway, in the end, it's still.
Well, it did. She was happier and she's still hanging out with Jody. They're friends now. So, you know, it's all just fine. Having, you know, she's watching her drink her tea.
Another text from 415 says, dang it, Vinny, I got a pile of everything you just named in my house. Time for spring cleaning. Love you, Bex.
I was literally thinking after that story, we went to break or whenever, and I'm like, I should have a yard sale. And I live in a cul-de-sac. I'm like, I'm going to ask everybody in my cul-de-sac. I'd be like, let's have a yard sale. I want to just get stuff out of my house. Get it out of here.
Spring is the time.
That'd be fun.
Okay, sorry, you're up.
It's fine. Really.
Not you're up, but you are next.
Yes, you're up. Kanye had his chief of staff. He has one of those. Kanye's chief of staff's name is Milo Yiannopoulos.
Why do I know that name?
I don't know. Are you thinking of George Stephanopoulos?
Nope. All right,
well,
go on.
I don't know if this used to be his assistant or this was like someone who worked for him at some point, but now he's being called chief of staff. Kanye did run for president once, so Maybe this guy was the chief of staff.
This is, okay, they call this guy a British far-right political commentator. I believe he was about to speak at Berkeley or did speak at Berkeley, and there was, like, a huge fuss about it.
Why is he now working for, okay, well, now he works for Kanye. So, he's calling him his chief of staff here. He had his chief of staff, Milo Yiannopoulos, send out a letter to the music industry asking to be referred to as Ye. No more, no less. This guy is Ye. The letter states, Kanye is one of the most recognizable people in the world, on par with presidents and popes, and that the change in his name was done fully, legally, and permanently. It also mentions that Ye refers to Kanye as his slave name. In other words, the guy we all call Kanye says Kanye's a slave name. Of course, he also said slavery was a choice, you'll recall. But Ye, the man we used to know as Kanye, says that Kanye is a slave name. The quote is, Ye is a black man in America who wants the right to full self-determination just like everyone else. Kanye's name's legally been Ye since October of 2021. There's a whole huge letter, and you can go read it if you want. I'm not going to waste your time with that. I just want you to know, when I say Kanye, I'm a bad girl.
I'll pass on going and reading it, but I will tell you that it is correct that the major protests erupted at UC Berkeley ahead of this guy coming to speak.
This was a big deal. Yeah.
The name rung a bell, and I just couldn't, and that is it. That's what I was remembering.
The next Kanye story, sorry, Ye, I don't know. You know what's funny is, like, his name's Ye, please call him Ye. Every story I see about him, it says Kanye, because that's his name. I'm sorry, Kanye, but you don't get, not getting to pick your nicknames. No one gets to pick their own, you know? Right, Dark Johnson, you know? Or Dork Johnson, sorry, I had that wrong.
No, you had it right first time.
No, I actually had it wrong.
Vinfro is a popular nickname. Dark Johnson's a big one.
Vincy Pooh, that's another one.
That's not one. That has never been one. Cool Breeze is also what I went by for a while.
So fun.
It's like calling Twitter X.
I know. I'm like, I boycott that. It's just Twitter.
HBO Max.
I don't like it. Dumb. Okay. Guys, here's a headline. Bianca's in on it. Kanye West isn't manipulating his wife into skimpy outfits. It's performance art, and she's behind it. Okay. So, Kanye West and Bianca, Ye and Bianca, they're just trolling us all. Every time I see them, they're in a weirder outfit. Whether it's she's draped in basically like a Halloween ghost outfit of tiger print, or she's wearing really nothing at all and holding a pillow in front of herself. I don't know. I guess I don't get the joke here. It seems they're having the last laugh at my expense, though, and all of us. We're all fooled.
All right.
According to some fashion industry source who's close to them, they know exactly what they're doing. And despite rumblings that he's manipulating her, insiders say she's totally in on it. People are confusing Bianca's creativity. She's a phenomenal personality, a phenomenal actor who can entertain the public. She's a performance artist. She's as much a performer as Ye is.
I would say that, you know how there are things you're down with in the beginning of a relationship, and then as time goes on, you find yourself going, yeah, I don't do that anymore. That's what this feels like. Maybe she did at one time think it would be fun to get all the eyes of the world on her. But the most recent pictures, that poor girl is holding her phone. We all know how they're big, but they're not that big. She's holding it over her cooch because she's see-through. And you just think like, she's got to know, like, come on, man. What are you doing?
Also, those teeth that he's got now, they're just a tragedy. And that comical bed she's got him on. By the way, he has a quote about that. I was looking at more of this stuff. He goes, hold on, let me find it. Kanye describes that bed as a new context on bedroom. So just so you know, we're just not, we just don't know. That's all.
Oh, it's a bedroom.
Yeah. A new concept on bedroom.
Smart.
Sorry.
Oh, concept. I thought, context. Okay.
No, context. I knew, I'm sorry. I actually had scrolled away and I thought a word that fit better was concept. But no, it's context. A new context on bedroom.
Oh. None of it makes sense anyway. It doesn't matter. Okay, whatever he says.
Yeah, I know. Okay, yay. Yeah, okay. Where's that guy? I like that guy.
I'm still looking at pictures.
By the way, over on the other side of the field. Oh, my goodness. Is that Bianca Censori?
Yeah.
Wow, she...
She has a lot of different looks.
She does.
That's for sure.
She really can look different every time you see her. She's got crocheted pants on. Okay.
And never a rope for a bra.
Yep. Just wrapped around a few times. Her dad is demanding that she fly to Australia with Ye to address his concerns over the X-rated outfit that she's been wearing.
That's exactly what I'm telling you, is I think for a minute it's fine, and then later you the people who know you, and even yourself, you would find yourself going, I really don't want to, this is, no. It was fun for a
minute. Becoming a joke.
Yep. It's really not where... But, okay, she's, you know, he's made of money and she's not. So maybe this is her way of paying the bills.
Yeah. Well, her dad's like, I don't believe any of it. So if you guys could get out here, that'd be great. I just really want to have a conversation with this guy. Yeah. The thing.
How old is she? Do you know?
29, I think. Or maybe 28. Let me see. I have her age here somewhere. Brain can probably find it faster. 28. I see 28.
Okay.
Yeah, he's
sometimes
46.
Dumb stuff makes a lot more sense when you're young, and then after you know, you get to a certain age and you go, I cannot believe.
Well, and who knows where this goes? Honestly,
she turned 29 in January.
Oh, she turned 29 in January. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she's 29. The teeth are the thing. There's this one picture where he's like just smiling near her, and he's ruined his mouth. He's removed his actual teeth to put these just ridiculous-looking top and bottom titanium teeth in. You know, I'm not in touch with the fashion world today. Who am I to say? Go for it, yay.
Okay.
Real cool.
Remember all the quotes you read from the dentist, who I feel like probably got thrown out of the ADA after that went down, right?
Yeah, I don't remember the quotes. What do you remember?
But he was
context?
Like, "Oh, yeah, Kanye's an artist, and these are the next." And he was trying to say it was cool to put these titanium dentures in, but yeah. I think most dentists would say, "No, you don't do that."
Right?
No way.
It actually looks like he took just tinfoil and folded it up. Or gum wrappers and kind of molded them around his teeth. It's so dumb looking. But again, I clearly don't know. I don't know. Yeah, it's wonderful. This guy, what a trendsetter.
It turns out, though, people will do a lot of things for money.
Oh, you mean the dentist is like, this is great. I got $80,000.
This guy is like, yeah, dude, let's go.
Let's do it. I heard you're worth $1 billion. I'll take my share of that. Chris Stapleton.
Good singer.
Oh, my God, he's great. Mm-hmm. Bungee jumping already seems like a terrible idea. And somehow, Chris Stapleton told this story. He's being interviewed in January, and he tells a story about how this time he's going bungee jumping. He's in line to go bungee jumping. Now, I don't know where, and I don't have any confirmation that this is a true story, but he's waiting in line, and... A guy gets taken up and sent down, and the rope snaps.
Whoa.
And the guy was fine. He actually landed in one of those big cushions. And they also, you remember the guy who went down to the water and came up with his hair wet when you were bungee jumping?
Hiked out in I can't remember the name of the Angeles National Park, I think it is. Yeah. And it was built on a vacant bridge over a waterway that was dried up during a typical drought of California season. And that guy hit bottom at full stretch, so he didn't get killed.
And that's what I'm thinking, right?
He came up wet. Yeah, he hit... There was like... You know when there's a little gutter running in front of your, like a little trickle?
Yeah.
He came up wet. That's what was down there. Nothing really. There was no real water, just a little trickle. And he hit hard enough that he came up wet. And we were all like, oh my God!
Well, the thing that's about a bungee cord is like, as it stretches, you do slow down, right? So even if he yes. hit his head down there, he probably just only barely gets his hair wet, whatever. So that would be a fortuitous time for the rope to break at full stretch.
Right.
You've a lot less far to fall. There's also, you're just,
your speed has been broken, yes.
Your speed is way down. But that's enough for Chris Stapleton in this story. The guy's fine. His rope snapped, though, and he landed on those big cushions. Apparently, that's the kind of setup it was. You know, there's places where they strap you in on the ground, and then they haul you up, and then they
drop
you.
They do them off of cranes in different amusement parks, so it does end up being much more legitimate, and they do have those paddings below. So that's a much safer way to go. Absolutely.
Right. Then some dork on a bridge going, no, it's safe. Don't worry about it. This guy, we shortened up the thing. So basically, Chris Stapleton watches this. The guy comes, he just, you know, the line comes back up and there's no dude attached to it anymore. And he says, there's the moment I got out of that line.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm glad, you know, the world does need Chris Stapleton. So this is for the best. There you go. All right, Vinny, I am out of time. What's coming up in the news?
Gen Z and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. All this week, Jane has your shot at tickets for Maren Morris.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Why don't you just meet me in the middle?
I love it. Yeah. So good. The clock song. All this week at 6:05 each weekday, Jane has a keyword for you that you text to 20357, and that's it. You'll be entered to win a pair of tickets to see Maren Morris May 29th at the Masonic.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, my gosh. That was loud. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice Sales Department. You could be hearing your ad here.
Hello.
Email advertisesf at odyssey.com to get your business rocking on Alice.
Do it.
All right, here's what's happening. Mostly cloudy today. So, there's that. And there's still some rain in the forecast, outside forecast as well. So,
yeah.
Looks like ski season's still going pretty good.
I haven't gotten up
there, but, you know, there's people posting all kinds of fun photos, and I'm like, oh,
that looks fun.
We still have pretty good snow coverage. Dang. All right, so this first story, we've talked about this enough times, and here's another example. Gen Z is your kids, right, Sarah?
I think so.
That's right.
They say they're kids born between 97 and 2012.
That would be my kids. You're right.
They say Gen Z, born between 97 and 2012, are less sexually active than any other groups at that age. So all the previous generations were, and that's been one of the interesting watches is sort of, wow, kids don't want to date. They don't have boyfriend and girlfriends in high school in many cases. And it's been an interesting watch. I think as I look back on sort of my youth, I think that girl at my high school sweetheart, all we were was torture for each other. Like, we loved each other as, you know, kids can, but in reality, I just wanted to go out and party with my friends, and she was like, why aren't you here? And I'm like, I don't know, because I just want to party with my friends, and we fought, and it was dumb. In the end, you go, man, high school should just be fun. Shouldn't be all tied up in some love affair that's your kids, for God's sakes. Anyway, that's just something that...
Everything's very intense when you're that age, though.
Yes, very, very intense. Anyway, they say the reasons why, one could pile them high, apparently. Technology addictions, increased stress, mental health issues, social stunting due to COVID-19 lockdowns. They are a few of the things we can blame.
You know, I'm also thinking, though, if this is kids 1997 to 2012, some of them are 12-year-olds. You know, the youngest ones are still only 12 years old. So that's some of the lower end people you're going to figure in that they wouldn't be sexually active necessarily anyway.
Yeah, that makes sense. They say 1 in 4 Gen Z adults. So now we're talking about grown-ups here.
Okay.
Who
as in a certain age.
Who as of 2024 can be as old as 27. Confessed a quarter say they've never had sex.
Oh.
In the traditional sense. So they do say, some of that group says that, well, we've sexted and I've had virtual sex with a partner. I just haven't had the whole
physical union. Right.
Which to me is interesting because
it's a long enchilada.
If I would be really interested in getting there then. After that, how could you not want the next step?
Right.
But it seems that's been enough that these young people feel like I may not have had sex like, you know, sex, but I've done stuff.
Yeah.
And sexting wasn't available to us when we were young. No way.
No. There was still phone sex, but that was, you know, your mom could pick up that phone at any time.
Oh, man.
I never did that ever. Did you do that?
Totally. Oh, my God. So hot. So the thing is, though, like when you say sexually active, are they defining that as physical contact with another person? Because it is true that the definition of that has shifted. There's a lot of people who have porn addictions or are simply using porn to actively attend to themselves. And this whole sexting thing, like, is that not sex? If someone was doing that and you were in a relationship with them, would it be cheating? So does that count? Like, is that a sex life? Like, how are they? I just would be interested to hear what their definitions of this
Well,
are.
I think that's the exact point, is old people, you and me, would say sex is having sex with another person.
Yeah.
And young Gen Xers are saying what you might call cyber sex is what we call sex.
Mm.
That's not in real life, true, but it's what we're up to, or a percentage of people are up to of that age group. It's interesting. It's just one of those. I'm reading this story and I'm kind of going, and then they talk about, this is it. I also found this interesting. Gen Z may talk about body autonomy, consent, and all of these things are now out in the open that didn't used to be, which is a really positive step forward. And they'll talk about it in the public, but they have trouble talking about it to the person that they might actually be with.
Mm.
The one-on-one continues to be a real tough
situation.
Talk. Well,
right.
It's a tough talk. I mean,
it's hard to tell people what you want. It is. It's hard to advocate for yourself and to be firm. And in a relationship, there's always negotiations going on and give and take. And it's hard. You
and
know,
if
we,
you like
we
someone,
lay these things out like they're easy.
Right. And if you like someone and you want to be liked, there are concerns about what you should say. There shouldn't be, but I can see why that in real life becomes a problem, where you can talk about it theoretically, but in a real situation, it's hard to say
right
exactly what it is.
But because, right, you want this person to continue to like you. It's like it's the perpetual thing. A guy always wants more, and they put the pressure on you to do that, and you do like them, and you want them to stay and continue to make out with you, so you wind up breaking down and giving a little more. It's just, it's really hard to draw that line because now you're in a fight about it.
They do mention here in this article I'm reading, and I'll move on after this, but I just thought it was funny, the barrage of unwanted nudes.
Oh, right.
I'm just like, who doesn't want nudes? Well, apparently this generation doesn't.
Well, it's right.
I guess maybe that's boys to girls then. I'm not thinking of it as
mostly,
girls to boys.
Sure.
I would be like, oh my God, I'm so happy today is the best day of my life.
What barrage are you talking about? You're talking about the windfall of incoming photographs? Hurrah. And a girl's like, I don't need a D-pic. Thanks.
Right. I was completely imagining it as I would want it, not the other. Right, of course, it's D-pics. Duh.
Dur, George. No, thank you.
Yikes. Okay. My bad. We'll move on.
It's all right.
This is kind of funny in that I thought, all right, well, interesting. Have you ever gone on Facebook to look up an old bully from high school hoping their life went horrible?
No.
Okay. Well, apparently some people have.
Okay.
They say, maybe don't do that. A new study spanning 50 years found bullies tend to earn more than the kids they bullied.
Oh.
So you might be hoping there's some kind of
karmic
justice that brings them to the poorhouse. Mm. And that attitude they've used probably brought them right up the ranks from through school and into the business world and beyond.
Where they bully their current employees and bully management and get everything they want. What ain't
yes, so.
Duh.
Mm. Teacher bullies stepping in and stopping bullies didn't make the least of a difference either. The bullied kids are, anyway, that's just the end result is just, wow, there's no karmic justice for those bullies that picked on you when you were in school.
Well, it's a bummer to hear.
Yeah.
Well, I really did want them to wash out.
High-end restaurants, this is funny, when I read this, I went, oh, Sarah!
Oh, what?
Sarah?
What'd I do?
High-end restaurants are now serving butter as a dish all on its own.
What?
Oh.
The latest foodie fad is gonna do a number on your cholesterol. High-end restaurants are now serving butter as a dish all on its own. They either dress it up with salt and spices and herbs. In one case, they say here, they put a butter down and then put caviar on top of it.
Oh, my God.
Is that something you'd be into? You like it?
It's too much. Butter is...
Didn't you say when you were a kid, you used to like just take a finger and...
Yeah, I would eat butter like that when I was a kid. But I also would take a spoonful of sugar out of the sugar jar and eat that, too. You know, you're a kid. You don't know.
I definitely at the end of a bowl of cereal, you'd go, wow.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's almost like sugar syrup down there. Good. Yeah, I don't want that. I actually get a little bit bogged out now by lardy, heavy, fatty, rich things. Like, some people really like pâtés and stuff, but it's so rich and just like, whoa. It's just like fat going in. Ooh, that kind of bums me out. But that said, give me a piece of bread and I'll slather some of the butter that you put on them. I don't want to just eat the butter, though. I mean, is it going over? Like, people are like, oh, my God.
People like it.
Gourmet butter.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. I don't
Are they churning it in the back room? They've got, like, a milkmaid back there churning the butter.
Just thought I'd let you know the latest big deal.
Funny.
Butter.
I'll be rejecting that if they try and serve me that at the French Laundry. Don't even try it, French Laundry.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys had to say. I hear daughters, mine and friends' kids, all the time saying, boys are just a waste of time. They are right.
They're right about it.
Sorry, guys. I did, 408 says, I did bungee jumping about 30 years ago in NorCal off a bridge over a river. It was safe and massive fun. I'm glad to
You're
hear
it. You're very brave. Well. Good for you. That's wonderful.
707 says, when listing Vinny's nicknames, don't forget V. Hale's Muffin.
Oh, yeah, Muffin. Mm. The Vinny Muffin.
Kanye aligns himself with right-wingers and racists. He is seriously mentally ill. Well, yeah, that part's not debatable, the mental illness thing.
Right. But there are plenty of people who, you know, are right-wing. They're smart people, I guess. Mm.
Apple has a trade-in program that's pretty good. My iPhone 14 Pro Max went for $630.
At least you get some money back.
Well, isn't that the latest phone?
15, I think.
Oh, 15 is the
14?
New one. Okay.
I don't know, actually. I'm not even sure which one. I think I have a 14.
The 15 is the newest one, yeah.
Oh,
right.
Oh, okay. I have a 13. They're calling. Someone wrote in, hush money. That's for that CEO who's getting that walking money. Mm, 408 says, only $26 million. He's poor. eBay's last CEO got a $55 million parachute.
Yeah, but the side door of eBay didn't blow off into a field.
925 says, take that back, Vinny. My dad was away at college in the mid-60s, and his mom threw away his entire baseball collection that would have been worth millions to today.
Mm. Oh.
She never apologized, and dad never forgot. It's from Bud Martinez.
I better give my baseball cards appraised. Exciting.
Oh, yeah. When are you getting them appraised?
I don't know.
We've been talking about this for years. You have a huge collection.
I don't even know where to go for that. All right, ready for the game?
Take three.
Oh. You can
take
do it.
Four.
It's time to play a game. All right, Vin and Brinny facing off on how old is that guy? We're going to start with Sir Elton John. How old is Elton John Vinny?
Oh.
81.
All right.
Oh.
Bryn?
80.
He is 77. That's a point for Bryn.
I knew. Just over or under for me. It's just that game.
Well, you have to go first this time.
Yeah. All right.
Danica Patrick. How old is Danica Patrick? Oh, auto racing superstar, go daddy girl.
47.
46. Oh, 42. That's a point for Vinny.
You're rotten.
How old is Sarah Jessica Parker? How old is that? This is you, Vinny. How old is Sarah Jessica Parker?
58.
All right.
Oh, man.
What do you think, Brenny?
Tough one. 57.
59. That's a point for Vinny.
In your face.
How old is mega feminist Gloria Steinem? And Brynn, you got to go first.
Who now?
Gloria Steinem.
75.
All right.
Oh, that's an easy 76, pal.
Yeah, it is. She is 90 years old.
Come on.
That's a point for Vinny. All right, Vinny, you're first on this one. How old is Marsha Cross? That's Bree from Desperate Housewives. She was also on Melrose Place. She's the redheaded chick. You know who I'm talking about?
Oh, yes. I will say she is... I'm going to say 59,
all right? What do you think?
I'm going to say 60.
Well, she is 62.
Ooh.
So Bryn gets that one.
I thought for sure it was going to come under.
Dang it. And finally, how old
now
is...
Now we're playing a totally different game. We're just playing like... Never mind, go on.
Okay, Bryn has to go first on this one. How old is Starsky from Starsky and Hutch? Paul Michael Glazer. How old is that guy?
Mm. The brunette or the blonde?
I think he's the brunette.
You don't know.
I don't know.
84.
Don't know. 84, says Bryn.
Oh, that's easy. 80.
He is 81. And Vinny, that's a point for you.
Oh!
You are the winner of today's game. Happy Monday to you, my friend. Thank you
for
listening, everyone. Have a great day, and we will check you out tomorrow. Keep it here on Alice all day.
Thank you.
Made in the
Bay. Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up!
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.